KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have some lingering light fog here in Atlantic, otherwise cloudy skies and 60 degrees. We do look for fog and low clouds this morning. Partly cloudy today with a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, most Iowans don't realize how many of their friends and neighbors rely daily on the food bank for the Heartland to put meals on the table. Brian Barks will take over as CEO of the Omaha-based agency on July 1st, and he says they face many challenges making sure that no one goes to bed hungry. Barks says one of the biggest challenges is trucking the food across a wide area.
Our guys are driving all the way out to the panhandle of Nebraska. We serve a good chunk of western Iowa. You know, our guys are doing about 30,000 miles a month. We're sometimes paying more for freight than we are for the food that we buy.
Bark says there are two drivers short right now and are in touch with truck driving schools to find more.
The explosion in the cost of transportation in the trucking industry is it can have serious implications in regards to what we do.
Bark says they're looking forward with a long-range hunger forecast.
We've done a 10-year strategic plan that estimates how much food we need, and it is 39.5 million meals. We're doing 25.5 million. So we've got about 14 million meals in order to get to a point where we have enough food for people to access.
The Food Bank for the Heartland distributes food to 535 nonprofit groups, including schools, homeless shelters, and food pantries in 92 counties across Nebraska and Iowa. The City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee will meet this evening at 5:30 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is discussion and a recommendation to the Council with regard to shooting off large fireworks displays and the minimum distance from properties. The CPC will also discuss and recommend to the Council their suggestions with regard to adoption of the 2012 International Property Maintenance Code and a recommendation to deal with yard waste site issues. The meeting will conclude with any other business to come before the committee. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report two separate drug-related arrests involving four people. At around 1:50 a.m. Monday, 30-year-old Zachary Clay Younce of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop by the Mills County K-9 unit near 370th Street and Highway 34. During a search of his vehicle, approximately 15 ounces of liquid methamphetamine, marijuana, prescription pills, and drug paraphernalia were found. Younce was arrested for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Also, possession of a drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, carrying weapons, and driving under suspension. His passenger, 24-year-old Amanda Leanne Salt of Red Oak, was arrested for possession of controlled substances, unlawful possession of prescription pills, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Younce and Salt were transported to the Mills County Jail without incident. At around 1 a.m. Saturday, 20-year-old Zachary Vaughn Case of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop by the Mills County K-9 unit on Interstate 29 near mile marker 30. Inside the vehicle, authorities found 32 grams of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Case was arrested for possession of controlled substance with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on a Sarpy County, Nebraska warrant for being a fugitive from justice. A male juvenile in the vehicle was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and transported to the Mills County Jail before being released to a parent. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Monday that his office received a report last Thursday about the theft of toolboxes with tools stolen from buildings located at Highway 71 and J20 West, that's 137th Street. An elderly female and man in his late 40s, both from Clarinda, reported that sometime between May 1st and May 10th, unknown persons or persons entered the property and removed four toolboxes with miscellaneous tools in them. If you have any information about that crime, you're asked to call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said a Nebraska woman was arrested on an assault charge at around 12:30 a.m. Saturday following an incident at West Fair. Authorities say a vehicle struck a 17-year-old male pedestrian with no related injuries. The driver of the Chevy Tahoe, 31-year-old Melissa Perales of Omaha, was arrested for simple assault. An investigation into a property damage accident at around 11:15 p.m. Friday at Arrowhead Park resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs man. 40-year-old Fred Travis Sterrett was taken into custody for OWI third offense. And a traffic stop Sunday on a pickup truck in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of 40-year-old Ross Allen Messenger of Glenwood for driving while revoked. Authorities said also that a man being held in the Pott County Jail was served with a warrant last week out of Douglas County, Nebraska. The warrant for 38-year-old Derek Vincent Preksatis of Council Bluffs was for being a fugitive from justice. He was returned to the custody of jail staff after being served with a warrant. Another inmate at the jail was served with a felony warrant for probation violation. 36-year-old DeWard Lynn White, Jr. of Council Bluffs, was returned to jail staff after he was read the warrant. An assault between two inmates at the Pot County Jail Thursday evening resulted in a simple assault charge against 21-year-old Isaiah Emmanuel Ross of Council Bluffs. He's accused of assaulting 38-year-old inmate Brian Reed of Council Bluffs. Reed suffered apparent minor injuries during the altercation. And after a deputy was dispatched to a residence in the 400 block of Vine Street in Carson Thursday night, a juvenile male was cited into juvenile court for theft in the third degree. Deputies recovered a baggie containing flour hidden inside the juvenile's pants. He was transported to the juvenile detention center in Council Bluffs, his name not released. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 41-year-old Jeffrey Wayne Bartles of Rural College Springs was arrested around 7:30 p.m. Sunday on three warrants for violation of probation. Bartles was taken into custody at a home located about 2 miles northwest of College Springs and was unable to post a $4,000 bond, $3,000 of which was a cash-only bond. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held pending further court proceedings. Two people were arrested over the weekend in Glenwood. Police say 35-year-old Christopher German of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $300. And on Sunday, 29-year-old Ashley Ring of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in state news, the University of Iowa has frozen pay increases for teachers and other staff members until January. The Des Moines Register reports it's not certain whether the freeze will be lifted then. University administrators blame the freeze on uncertainty about revenue there will be from tuition, fees, and state allocations. In April, the university announced a moratorium on building projects and a review of whether to close some centers. University of Iowa healthcare employees will receive average salary hikes of 1% beginning July 1st. Also, workers covered by bargaining agreements will receive their scheduled pay hikes. Coaches and sports staff are paid through the U of I's athletic department and budget and won't be affected by the freeze. The university has more than 18,000 employees. A Dubuque woman has been sentenced to 30 years in prison after admitting she beat her husband to death with a baseball bat. The Telegraph Herald reports 64-year-old Dolores Flynn apologized in court Monday before she was sentenced, saying, "If I could take it back, I would." Judge Michael Shabbat sentenced her to 30 years, recommended in a plea deal. Shabbat noted that no one deserves to be beaten to death with a baseball bat. Flynn initially was charged with second-degree murder in the death of 72-year-old Gary Breckenridge on January 4th of 2016. She pleaded guilty last month to voluntary manslaughter, willful assault, and injury. Breckenridge died at the home he shared with Flynn. Flynn said she wanted to apologize to the couple's children for her actions. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.